Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Everyone to the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Hey! Sloppy Joe's podcast is back.
Here we are. My name is Joe.
And my name is Joe. Of course, always.
In the corner, in his smelly little corner. It's Ethan
James. Filthy little corner that. Covered in sawdust and mess.
What do you think you smell like, Ethan?
That's a good question, that.
I get told by Manisha I smell like laundry.
Laundry?
Yeah. What?
Like nice smelling laundry, like old laundry that's about to be washed.
Well, no, it's a compliment, I think. She wouldn't just say, "Oh, you smell like smelly laundry all the time," would she?
You smell like my dirty knickers.
Skiddy knickers.
No. Go on then.
What?
What we got coming up today?
What do you mean? Go on then. What do you mean? We got Breaking Jokes to kick things off. Then we've got a bit of 9 out of 10 club.
Yeah.
And it's Ethan James. I mean, this is coming off the back of pint of water. And a full roast chicken. Two extremely different 9 out of 10.
Very much at the opposite end of the spectrum, that, isn't it? Full of flavour, an absolute beast in water. and then, you know, just to send it in a staple in a pan of roast chicken.
I can still smell chicken. The roast chicken.
I can still smell your...
I went to a gig like that once at the Apollo where it was just like... What was that kind of music called?
Karaoke.
I'm from Shite.
Oh, like a garage. Dance music.
That's not dance garage kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Awful. Guy called Darren Styles.
Oh, Darren Styles. Absolute belter.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, fucking mad.
Anyway.
He's always a bit suspicious.
Was he?
Ethan.
I don't know if this is the right platform for you to publicly accuse Darren Styles of being somewhat of a perpetrator.
I just said suspicious.
Mm.
Ethan, Darren Styles, what do you think? Suspicious or not?
I don't know who Darren Styles
is.
It's
Harry Styles' dad.
Oh, God. Maybe.
Oh, God. What have you been doing then this week?
I wanted to bring up a story that I remembered whilst taking my dog book out for a walk.
Your dog book out? We just go out and read a little book about dogs.
That was quite funny.
It says Dalsatian, Palmatian, Pomeranian.
What's a Dalsatian?
It's a Dalsatian. It's a Dalmatian and an Alsatian. It's a crossbreed.
Is that page one of this book?
Crossbreeds and Ting, it's called.
Have you been to Hollywood Park yet?
Hollywood Bowl. No, I've never been.
Stop singing.
Sorry, I'm just really happy. I've been to Hollywood Park, yeah. It's lovely.
It's nice, it's nice.
Stockport.
So essentially, Ethan, I'll paint a picture for you.
Yeah.
It's, if you come round, so there's two sort of entrances. There's a Stockport way, there's the Edgeley way. The Edgeley way is at the top of the hill. The Stockport way is at the bottom of a hill.
Mm.
And you essentially make your way down to the down the hill and you get on the playing pitches, like football pitches there. Dog loves it. Throw a ball and all that, loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's not really mastered bringing it back yet.
No.
And after 2 years, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because essentially, the further I throw it, that's how far I've got to walk.
Right.
We move on.
Have you considered just throwing it up as far as you can in the air? So, seeing if you can get it.
Oh, it'd be good that. Yeah. No, but I'll do that next time.
Good on.
So one morning, winter morning, this I think November this year. I'm at the Edgeley Way.
Sorry, November this year?
No, November last year. Right. Sorry.
Gonna say.
2021.
There hasn't been a November this year.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm starting my early morning dog walk. It's a nice crisp morning. There's a bit of ice on the path. The path that leads all the way down from the top to the bottom. And I bump into a lady that I always bump into. She's got her dog.
Bump into her?
I was like, oh. I mean, let me fucking say the story. I've got a pub quiz in half an hour.
That's true.
I'm hosting. So I met this lady. She's one of those dog owners who, I mean, it baffles me, doesn't put the dog on a lead at all.
Right.
This is even from the walk to her house. The dog crosses roads like a human. It's insane. I mean, the dog's well trained, but I could never, the anxiety, Joe, it's far too much.
I hate it. Do you know when you see a picture on Instagram and there's like, I don't want to say pit bull because they're like a dangerous breed, because I think that's just, let's say like, a Yorkshire Terrier
in a
crib with a baby.
Oh.
And you're like, yes, this dog might be nice. It might be well trained. But all it takes is one bite.
Yeah.
And now your baby's got a punctured eyeball. And there's no coming back from that. Like, there are certain things I just think, why risk it? Why not have a lead on your dog?
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt you unless she's got, like, some emergency knitting that has to be done for 11 a.m.
That's true, yeah.
And she needs both hands.
And it's not too tiring just holding a dog on a lead for a bit.
On a lead. Why risk it? Why not? Just one time, if a cat runs past, back in the road, dead.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Exactly. Oh, don't risk it. There's a sausage in the road.
Yeah. What if there is, like you say, you know, loose meats? What if there's some sort of salami type rain that falls down?
Gets hit by the bin man.
Yeah. Don't put your dog with your newborn baby and don't walk your dog without a lead.
Yeah.
I think it's just a subtle flex, isn't it? They want to look like, my dog's far more trained than your dog.
It's kind of that. And she kind of... No, she's a lovely woman. And we used to just sort of have those early morning chats, like, how have you been? Yeah, it should be an all right day today, weather-wise, etc. So we're standing at the top of the hill, well, a bit down it, and this woman comes, and she's walking in front of us. And you do the, oh, morning, like that. We don't know this other woman. We'll let her go past.
Good.
Well, we did. But then, because it's icy, she takes a tumble and a fall on the ice. I've never heard a crack on the pavement as hard. Bang. So straight away, we're in action. We've got to help this woman out. She's a bit embarrassed. She's cracked her back a bit. She's like that. It's a nasty fall. We're gathering around, and me and this other woman, we're helping her pick her up and stuff like that. And, you know, she's all right. She's brushing it off. You know, Tuesdays, eh? You know,
they're the worst. What am I like?
They're the worst. She's all right. And we just crack on. We go, what's one of those things?
I hope that's the end of the story.
We start to walk further down the path. And there's an unspoken thing going on here where we're going to walk together. We've just experienced something together, the fall. Yeah. We're a bit of a unit now. Let's carry on.
Like chicken licking. The sky's falling down, but in this instance, this lady's falling down.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, sort this out together. New gang member.
Exactly. We're halfway down the hill. Buck pulls me to this bush to have a poo. So I've gone off the beaten path.
Pulled your pants down.
No. He's got his hand, right?
He goes, hey, Joe, come on. We're going for a shit, mate.
He knows the dog. And I'm not too far off the path, but I'm away from the path itself. And I spot something in the distance. It's a woman at the top of the hill, and she's shouting, but I can't quite hear what she's shouting yet. And here's the kicker. She's on a bike.
Oh, no.
She's shouting, I can't stop.
Yes!
The next 5 seconds all happens so quick as she comes flying down this hill to hit the woman who's just...
No! Hit by a bike!
And she did the collision. I can't stop, I can't stop. She turns around. Bang! Straight away, she's down. She's collapsed harder than the last time. Bike woman's gone, you know, ass over the
handlebars.
Absolute chaos, mate. It was what a morning that was. Ugh. I couldn't believe it.
Hit by a bike. Could kill you, you know. What's that TV show with Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
Her Fleabag.
Fleabag. Her best mate dies by getting hit by a bike on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that one of the episodes? Yeah.
That's one of the main premises of the whole show. It's deadly. That's bad, isn't it? Not only has she fallen on her ass.
Yeah.
Now she's been hit by a bike. How could she not get out of the way of it?
I know. Well, I don't. I think she's too flustered from her previous fall.
She's still living. You're living in the fall, man.
Yeah.
You got to move on.
So it prompts me to ask, and I want these emails in your unluckiest days.
Yeah.
Don't think she's ever had an unluckier day than that.
No. My flatmate is a vegetarian.
That's an unlucky day.
It's already unlucky, isn't it? A couple of weeks ago, got a vegetable soup from Aldi.
Oh.
Took a bite, pulled it out. Mealworm that he'd bitten in half. I can show you the picture. I'll send you. We'll put the picture thing. Half a mealworm that was in it. So think how many maggots and worms and shit must be in that soup.
Did he tell Aldi?
So, I mean, that'd be. He went. No, it's Co-op. Sorry, he went back and they gave him. What was it? 3 free soups.
Really? Yeah. The same soup. I don't want that.
But is this not from the same batch to that?
It could be.
Could be. But
Aldi, by the way.
Yeah, it wasn't Aldi, it was Co-op.
Slagged off straight.
Other maggot-filled soup brands are available. I'll get you the picture and we can put that mealworm in it. Because he was like, I've eaten half a worm. And I was like, well, you haven't, have you? Because people make stuff up. I've showed you the picture of him. He's got hairs on it.
That's mad. Sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Your most unluckiest days. Go into as much detail as you want, and we'll read them out. It might be a new feature, because then we can be like, oh, we can, you know, with you have your unlucky days. How have you been, Joe?
Not well. When I tell you I've had a great day, Joe, which shape do you think would best signify a great day?
Well, I'd go for a circle.
No.
Because it's overall.
No. More sides.
Niner gun.
Not a niner gun, no.
Throwback.
I've taken part in former TV game show hosted by Philip Schofield.
Yeah.
The Cube.
The Cube.
The Cube. Live experience. Oh. Right?
Okay.
So today was something that we, in my relationship, like to call Lizzie Appreciation Day.
How often does that happen?
Once a year. Because we thought like one birthday isn't enough. So
like
we've got,
that.
I've got, well, there's a Joe Appreciation Day still to come and Lizzie Appreciation Day was today.
How did you pick what dates?
Largely just based on
availability.
Availability. So today was Lizzie Appreciation Day and Lizzie has applied to go on the Cube, the game, the actual show, twice, failed both
really?
Times.
Really? Does she think she can do it?
She's got very high expectation of herself.
Wow.
Which, you know what? She's kind of backed up today, right?
Yeah.
So we're going the Cube and it's us. Lizzie didn't know what it was as a surprise. She's got socks and sandals on.
Did she not clock when she saw a cube?
The Cube doesn't come to our house.
Oh, right.
It's in the Arndale.
It's
in the Arndale. We're there, baggy trousers on, sandals, socks, all that.
Not prepared, Dave.
It's two couples. It's us versus these two we don't know. They've got gym gear, top to bottom, leggings,
really?
Tight tops, trainers, these like jogging on the spot. They are ready to go. They've been training. Only went and beat him, mate. Only went and beat him. Yeah, so you go into the Cube. For anyone who's never seen it, you go into the Cube and you have to take you have tasks. So you're like, you've been a Cube, and then one of them was on the floor of the Cube, there'll be like arrows that lead from one corner to the other corner, and you have to follow a particular path.
Yeah.
It comes up for 5 seconds and then it goes away, and you have to remember the path. That was mine, did it first time.
Did you really?
Yeah. Next
this
one.
This is exciting.
Next one.
Is there a countdown?
There's a countdown, there's a timer, there's all sorts. So one of them, we had to stack these tins of beans up. Not tins of beans. Failed it.
Couldn't stack tins of beans?
Oh, so it weren't tins of beans, they were really light. Right. The other one, we're both in the cube at the same time this time. There's two targets on the wall. You have to throw a ball so that they both hit the target at the same time.
Yeah.
It has to be within 0.05 seconds of each other's balls hitting the target. Smashed it.
What are you talking about?
The other couple couldn't even do it.
That one's mad.
The other couple couldn't even do it.
Yeah.
I'll put a clip in. Right? You've got to collect as many balls off the floor as quickly as you can.
Oh, see, I like that one.
So
I like that one.
Impossible. They said we did one of the best they've ever seen. We still didn't pass it. And then it all came down to this final one, right?
So what? You're neck and neck at this point.
We're well in the lead. We're 2,750 points in the lead, but the final round, Joe, is worth 3,000 points. You know how they do. They've got to make it exciting.
You've got it. They've paid the money.
We go first, and here's what it is. I've got a table with 9 blocks on it. You've got a table with 9 blocks on it.
Oh, so we're both in again.
Mine are white, yours are red. We have to throw a block to each other at the same time to the point where now my table is full of red blocks and now your table is full of white blocks. We're throwing them to each other.
This is... What?
In a time limit.
And do they have to land on...
No, you have to catch them and put them on. Throw the next one, catch it, put it on, and you've got a time limit, right?
Right. Okay, I like this.
Here's where we hit some snags. Now, Lizzie and I, most people are right-handed, aren't they?
Oh, right? I didn't even think about that.
I'm left-handed, she's right-handed, which means as we look at each other, our throwing hands are on the same side. So we're trying to throw these blocks, and they are bouncing off each other in the air because we're throwing down the same pipe.
Oh.
We fail 3 times, which means
the
all they have to do is get it right once, and they win.
Did you like...
And when I tell you, I had my fingers crossed, going up to this couple going, good luck, yeah? Good luck, yeah?
Did you get in their ear a bit, like, you know, mind
games? I'll be honest, they were very nice.
Oh, right, so you made friends with them.
A little bit, yeah. We sent them some pictures on WhatsApp afterwards.
Of
them in the cube, because you can't take a picture of yourself in the cube.
Right, okay.
So they cubed us off, we cubed them off.
What did you say?
Final round. If they get this, Joe, they win.
Yeah.
They're throwing. It's all coming together nicely. They've got one last cube, and as they throw it, his elbow comes out,
no!
Knocks the cubes off the table onto the floor, and we win! We won it! We won the cube!
Happy day!
Philip Schofield didn't know what to do with himself. Largely because he wasn't there. He was just a hologram. There. But my God, is it exciting. Go in the Arndale, play good, the cube.
We should
fantastic.
Maybe do that as a little day out. Although,
shout out to John and Rihanna as well. Much love, guys. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
I've got to say, though, when you've been telling me that story,
there's
one person in the world that I think could probably be the worst person at the cube ever. And that's just by spending half a day a week with him for the last 12 weeks. Ethan James.
I think I would be crap at the cube. Right.
What are you like with them kind of things?
Like catching, throwing, remembering stuff.
I've got a tremor, so I'm terrible with like stacking things up. This tremor like just comes and goes very randomly. So
what happens when you have the tremor?
Just like my hands are going. Like if I had like a bottle of water or whatever, I'd be, you know. It looks pathetic.
Do that again. But don't hold the bottle, but just show us the tremor. Like, imagine you're just taking a sip of... Cut to your camera. Imagine you're taking a sip of drink, but you're tremoring with nothing in your hand. Oh, go on. Right. There you go. Leave it there.
Slow it down for your OnlyFans. They'll love that. How much would you charge a month, Ethan, for OnlyFans?
Yeah, to wrap that tremor around, you know, some fans of yours.
Oof.
Probably...
that was fucking... No, I didn't mean... Probably what? Well, you had a number really quick.
I'd probably do £1 a month for the first 500.
For those of you who haven't, make sure you check out our Patreon. We have still got members left in the 500. Actually, we might not now. That's interesting, isn't it? By the time this goes out, we might not have any left.
Yeah.
Join our Patreon. You get extra videos, extra content. You get Joe's Sloppy Joe's poo stories where he tells you it's about time to shat himself. And you get access to live shows and merch and stuff even earlier than everyone else. So check out Sloppy Joe's Patreon. Link in the description.
Right, let's do it. Let's switch things up a bit. Let's go with the 9 out of 10 club. It is the wonderful... I mean, we would love this club so much. It's going to be the lasting memory of Sloppy Joe's whenever we... Stop this when we die of old age.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll always be our 9 out of 10 club.
We'd both be lucky to die of old age. I don't think either of us are dying of that. What do you think you're going to die of?
Oh, I might get shot.
Shot? What for?
I make enemies.
Do you?
Everywhere I go.
That's not true.
You two aren't safe.
How do you think you'll die, Ethan?
I'm convinced I'll die of a heart attack. Like, convinced. I've always thought I'll die in, like, by my 40s or whatever from a heart attack. I just believe it.
Why do you believe it?
I don't know if it's like an anxiety thing, but I'm convinced. I always have like chest pains. I've always like went to the doctor whenever I've had like a chest pain or whatever and got like all my scans done and everything. I just overthink it.
Oh, yeah. He's going to die of a heart attack just because he wants to.
So what's the 9 out of 10 club?
I think I'll slip on some ice.
What's the 9 out of 10
club? The 9 out of 10 club is the club where we put in a food or drink that we believe is 9 out of 10. We could take it in turns, bring in a food or drink, and we have to convince the other two that it is worthy of going in the club. Some notable entrances. Roast chicken.
Oh, amazing.
Brackets whole.
One of my favourite ever moments on the Sloppy Joe's.
The Wonder Bar, okay, the Star Bar. Butter. And for some reason... The chipstick. But this week, whose go is it?
Well, the only person who's not got anything into the 9 out of 10 club
is
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. This is a big day for you, Ethan.
Yeah, it is a big day for me because I've, like you said, not got in before, but I think I've put everything into this one to make sure of it.
You went with 10 minutes to go to rush to the shops.
Yeah, but I thought about it for some time.
That's great.
See.
That's great to hear.
No, you didn't. You asked Carl what you should get. I heard you.
No. I was just bouncing it off him like a soundboard. You see.
Right. Okay. So get it ready. Tell us the story of this, and then reveal it at the end, as we all want to do on this show.
All right. Okay. I'll get it ready for you, Drew.
He's taking his pants off.
Sorry.
Hold on.
What do you mean, don't look? I can't see it from over there.
Don't look.
Right. When he left, you said, but make sure it's warm.
That's true.
I don't think it is. Go on.
Should we just go from my camera here?
I'm not quitting that bit out. Go.
All right, okay. So, so for my 9 out of 10 club today, I've gone for something that I'm going to say means a lot to me and my people. It's something that originates from the homeland, something that we're very proud of in the Northeast. But it's not the one you're thinking of.
It's not a Parmo.
It's not a Parmo. It's not a Parmo, true.
Newcastle Brown Ale.
Well, it's not a Newcastle Brown Ale, which I think tastes crap, by the way. Honestly, terrible drink. But I've brought in a food that I really do enjoy. And like I said, comes from the homeland. It's not a sausage roll. It is a steak bake.
Oh, it's a steak bake! It's a steak bake! No way is that from Newcastle. Is that true?
Well, it's Greg's, isn't it, Drew? Obviously, all... Greg's from Newcastle. There's so many there, and everyone's very proud
of... Is Greg's from Newcastle?
Yes,
what
are
you talking about?
Did you know that?
Yes.
Is that well known?
Yes, it's very well known. They've got, like, a ridiculous amount of Greg's in the town centre. I think it's, like, 50 in the town centre.
I heard that they had a lot. I didn't know it was from there.
Yeah, they are. Great.
Oh. It's a steak bake, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Right, bring up the steak bake, then. Bring the bakes. How are you going to do it? We all going to have a nibble?
I've brought one each.
He's brought one each.
Yeah. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get in our good books.
Yeah, he is.
I've got to say, a couple of people suggested the steak bake on Twitter and YouTube comments. It was only a matter of time before we did it.
This day was inevitable.
This day was inevitable. But I'm glad the man to do it was Ethan James.
Wow.
Funny enough, held up at Greg's Pizza there and given that little talk because I bought a pizza as well for myself.
The guy's bringing out the big guns.
And he doesn't really realise what the term funny enough means because it wasn't...
as the crow flies. Right, so we've just got to my camera before I think about this. Now, immediately the smell is otherworldly, right? Just cut to that. As you see there, we've got that stunning textbook sort of golden lattice effect there. You can see the shimmer to it. That's been some sort of egg or milk wash on the surface of that steak bake. Inside is I've had enough of these to know. We've got... What would you describe it as a sort of a steak paste?
Yeah.
With some chunks in there. It's a very thick, a thickened gravy type object that holds the whole thing together. But my mouth is watering. Joe, you've already had a bite. If you want to take over for a second while I take a bite, what do you make of the steak?
So it's kind of like a nice thick stew with the sauce. It's got some good old chunks of steak in there. It's nice. The paste, it's never
You've
let
gone.
Me down.
You've gone! I love it when this happens. Do you know then? Joe tried to speak and he just had nothing. He's gone. Cut to Joe. This is a man who has fallen in love with what he's eating. Look at your eyes have changed and everything. You've gone. I can tell you already, it's in for him. You're nice. On another world right now.
It is nice. Wow. Ethan.
Ethan, talk us through it.
Do you remember your first ever Greggs? Is it a big thing when you have your first Greggs in Newcastle?
Like yeah, it's like... Your first pint, you remember that? The first time you rode your bike, that kind of thing. Steak, bake, waffles. Yeah, for those who that have, yeah.
What do you think of the steak bake, Ethan?
I haven't had a nibble yet, but obviously I know the taste of a steak bake, but it's fantastic, Drew.
What do you like about it that, you know, why is this different to just any old pasty?
Well, you see, I don't like pastry, but with, like, the gravy and that and there, it makes it a little bit soggier, so it's just a really good, like, do you know when you're walking along the street or whatever, Drew, and it's hard, like, to have, like, a hot meal or whatever, but when you've got, like, a
it
pastry
product... It can be tricky to have a full
there.
Hot meal while you're walking down the street, I agree with that.
Yeah, but when you've got like a pastry product there, it just keeps it all inside for you, so it's a lot easier to eat.
Mm.
Although, it is very embarrassing when you walk in public and you struggle to eat a steak bake. The other day I had to do that. I had to go hide next to the bins because I was dropping it all down myself.
Imagine walking into like a little alleyway and you see Ethan crouched down behind a load of bins eating a steak bake covered in pastry.
I was genuinely late for work over it.
Yeah, I remember.
I was spilling the gravy, yeah.
Even just on a side note, you're not eating, you're eating a bit differently at the minute in life, aren't you?
What does that mean?
Well, what are you having for tea most days?
Is this the Airbnb scenario?
Yeah.
What's this?
Well, I just wanted, because it's food, and I just thought I'd bring it up. Ethan told me a little something about his nighttime meals.
Go on then, I don't know about this.
Well, since I've been on holiday and since I've been staying in this Airbnb, I've not cooked a meal for 2 weeks.
Well, you bought food though, didn't you? What happened there?
Well, I bought loads of, well, yes, I had food, and my stepdad kindly made me some like frozen goods to take down. But we don't have a, I don't have a microwave in the Airbnb.
But
so,
those microwave meals, it doesn't have a microwave.
So it's a bit pointless. So what I've been doing instead to make up for it is I'm in Fallowfield and I'm right next to the Wetherspoons there. So I've just been having the spoons for tea every night.
Every night. A Wetherspoons for tea every night.
Oh. How many nights in a row have you had Wetherspoons?
Three nights in a row.
3 nights on the spin.
The spin.
Steak bake. It is a classic. It's an absolute classic of this country.
It really is.
It's beautiful. I love it. So weirdly, he said he don't like pastry. He clearly does.
How do you not like pastry?
He's brought a pastry out to the 9 out of 10 club.
It's dry.
But there's loads of things that are dry that are nice.
It's literally made like with butter.
Peppery, salty, meaty,
rich. Is a tough one, this.
It's heavy. When I go to Greg's, the steak bake is part of my order. I don't want to become a soft touch here, but I think this is just a classic. I think the 9 out of 10 club would welcome with open arms the Greg's steak bake, and I think personally it's got to go in.
Yes.
That means it's all down to you, Joe.
Do you know what? One of the things I was thinking of, is it the best item on the Greg's menu?
Yeah.
But then again, that, like, do you remember the argument with the single cheeseburger? Is if the triple cheeseburger might be a 9.6, 9.7, doesn't mean the single isn't.
Yeah.
And for that reason...
Let me just remind you that the single wasn't.
Yeah, the single wasn't, yeah. I think it's very, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. And I love it. Mm-hmm. Is it 9 out of 10, though?
Don't you dare.
And
that's the question.
I saw your mouth watering.
It was watering, so it is in the...
Yeah! Well done, Ethan! Ethan gets his first entrance to the 9 out of 10 club. It had to go in. It's beautiful. Oh. It's a beautiful slice.
It was a beautiful slice of food, that, Ethan.
Well done, Ethan.
So
very proud of you, actually, for that.
And also, we've got to be, you know, if we didn't put the steak bacon, I think there would have been...
I think there'd have been uproar.
I think that would have been the most controversial.
I think people would have come into the studio and killed us. And quite rightly so. Off with their head.
Off with their head.
Off with
indeed.
Their Greggs.
We have got a sponsor.
Sponsor,
we love
the show.
A sponsor. Now listen, they are the wonderful people at Armstrong's Projects. Yeah. They were established in 2016 and are a UK-based construction specialist. They are predominantly in the Northwest, and Armstrong's Projects, expertise in construction from a wide variety of sectors.
It's good,
Joe.
It is
we
great,
love
isn't it?
A construction.
The thing is,
yeah,
they've got a responsible team and they guarantee comprehensive turnkey construction service, Joe.
I love big words.
You do. Along with their partner design teams and healthy database of approved supply chain partners, services can be individually tailored.
And you can get your services individually tailored.
To meet clients' specific requirements, ensuring the expectations of quality, program and budgets are all met.
Their team have experience in various building projects with values ranging from up to £5 million across a large variety of sectors, Joe.
Honestly, just being honest for a second, that's a lot of value.
That is a lot of
value. They can handle the big stuff.
They could build us a Sloppy Joe's bar.
A Sloppy Joe's bunker. Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
When the end of the universe comes.
And we can get a Sloppy...
Oh, God.
Can I have a top bunk?
We'll argue about that later on. Okay, and as with people, so with places, Joe.
Yeah? They've got a good slogan.
They have.
What's the slogan?
We care, we communicate, we deliver.
Yes, they are a team of professionals who take pride in doing more for their clients, bringing a comprehensive devotion to customer service throughout. And if you want to find out more about Armstrong's Projects,
honestly,
the wonderful people who are helping Sloppy Joe's keep on going, it's www.armstrongs-uk.com. That'll be on the screen here.
It's also in the description, so check them out. Like I said, they're helping out the podcast. They're great guys over at Armstrong's Projects. Check them out. Link in the description. Thank you very much, Armstrong's Projects. Back on with the show.
I want to get to listeners' emails.
That, Ethan,
well done, Ethan. I want to get to listeners' emails. By the way, have you ever explored our spam section of our emails?
What, all the emails that we get about the tinned meat spam?
Oh,
mostly because he's been sending messages to... contact@spam.co.uk trying to get free tinned meat.
No, right, we're not going to talk about
that. Do you not mean that?
No, I don't mean the spam.
Oh, spam emails.
Spam emails. Sorry. I had a bit on it, but no, you've ruined it.
Did you get any free tinned meat?
Nope.
You still working on it?
Still working on it. Sorry, I'm just getting this up because before I get into Agony Bants.
Agony Bants.
Agony Bants. Agony Bants. Agony Bants. You must say I'm not very good at that.
Yeah, you're not.
Before we get into your Agony Bants, we've got I think the best Agony Bants we've had yet.
Wow. And bold claim.
And it's shocking. As in like shocking, like, not like shocking bad.
Not like, yeah, electric shock.
I raised this email with the Max on the Max Smith episode where the guy put in his subject header, I know Kate Bush's gardener, and then fails to mention it. Mm. This is Casales. He also sent in that email, what a rollercoaster of a ride that email was. He also sent a remix of the Sloppy Joe's podcast jingle.
So do you have the original jingle to hand so people can compare the two? You must do. It's on that laptop somewhere. So what we're going to do is we'll play the original jingle, which is... It's your classic. You hear it at the start of every episode. Have you got it ready?
Yeah.
So here's the original jingle.
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and brothers. Ethan, why don't you put it on a wire?
Ethan.
And come and listen to it, because you might hear it over there.
Talk He'll hear it. Their lives from the and the name of the title goes...
The Sloppy Joes. Sorry.
So there's the original Sloppy Joes intro. I haven't heard this. So someone has remixed it, have they?
By yourself. I couldn't listen to the full thing. No. It's wild.
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows.
I'm scared.
And the name of the title goes... The Sloppy Joes.
Whoa! He's electronic!
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters.
It's wacky, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very wacky.
It'll make you laugh from your head to your toes.
Whoa.
Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes... The Sloppy Joes.
Wow. It is...
Nasty.
Epic.
What's your thoughts?
Long. It's got to be 45 seconds.
Hey, you're close there.
You know what? It's nice that I love that someone's made that. It is mad. But then again, isn't that the sort of the emotion we're inspiring with this whole podcast?
Yeah.
It's not meant to be run of the mill.
No.
If that just went Sloppy Joe's, ding, 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 da, game on, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
Any old podcast can have Sloppy Joe's, ding, 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 game on. But we have what was basically a migraine. In 45 seconds. And I love it. I felt like I had brain freeze the entire time I was listening to that.
No song
has ever done that to me before.
The first section's a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just the word.
Sort of a chilling, kind of haunted house of an intro. If we could just get a sniff of that intro again, please.
Yeah,
just a little sniff of it.
Welcome to the podcast for this the sisters like and brothers.
A ghoulish
it will make you laugh from your head
sort
to
of
your
miasma
toes.
Of steam
talking about their lives
rises from a graveyard.
Those. And the name of the title goes.
There's no real like.
The Sloppy Joes.
Have you ever played.
When that comes in, that is.
Have you ever played Plants vs. Zombies? The phone game?
What?
It's like a phone game that's really popular called Plants vs. Zombies.
Plants. Right.
It sounds like the sort of song that would be on a phone game.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
I love that. Well, who sent that in?
Casales.
Casales, thank you very much. What do you think to that, Ethan?
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was class.
You were dancing your tits off, weren't you, Ethan?
I was dancing my tits off, yeah.
Love that. Thank you so much. If anyone else has any remixes... Any songs, anything, send them into sloppyjoespod@gmail.com.
Just a quick one, Ethan. What kind of music do you like?
Yeah. Just indie kind of stuff, you know?
Who's your favourite artist?
That's a really good question, Joe. Probably James Blunt.
No, that's not true.
Can't be James
Blunt.
That's
not true.
Well,
I
think it would have been Valentine's Day 3 days ago. Me and my housemate Sam went to go see James Blunt.
Stop. 3 days ago?
Ethan, Valentine's Day wasn't 3 days ago.
Oh, sorry, I meant 3 years ago. Sorry.
Ethan thinks it's February the 17th.
Those head fuckers.
Ethan, I think it was Valentine's Day 3 days ago. It's halfway through July, man.
Oh, that was fucking
James
funny.
Blunt, wow.
More Ask Ethan's on the way, but we've got to crack on with some agony bands. And this one is a serious one. Okay. I've got to really keep this one anonymous. Give him a name, please. Ethan, it's a lad.
Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Good lad.
This one is a serious one. So naturally, I like to be called Tyrone.
Yeah, you know, that's just par for the course. If it's a serious email, you call Tyrone. If it's a silly email, you call Jasper. And we all know that rule, naturally.
This is shut yourselves in. So I have a brother who, before COVID hit, was seeing this girl for 9 to 12 months.
9 to 12 months?
Yeah, I don't know, a year, say. Me and this girl got on really well and clicked on many things. Oh. They split up during COVID,
Tyrone.
And me and her also lost touch for a while. We reconnected, however, last year. Can you see where this one is going yet?
Yeah.
Yes, I've been seeing my brother's ex-girlfriend for the past 6 months, and I'm really scared to tell him. They were never really that serious, and nothing ever happened between me and her until recently. Me and my brother don't see each other that often, but a sense of existential dread comes over me every time I do see him. What should I do, lads?
Tyrone, Tyrone, Tyrone.
This is, I mean, when I read that, I was like, wow.
You've broken one of the, I would say, closest to being written of all the unwritten rules there.
What?
Like, you don't sleep with your mates, your brothers, your dad's ex. It just goes without saying. Do you know what I mean? If you and Becky broke up.
Yeah.
That's just something that couldn't cross my mind.
The brother one's weird. None of us have a brother here, do we?
No.
I ain't got a brother. He's very... Ethan.
Do you not speak to him anymore?
Ethan.
No.
Have you got a brother that you won't tell us about?
I don't. I'm an only child.
Because it made it sound like...
No,
Ethan, have you got a brother? No.
No, don't.
I don't know who told you. No. No one's...
Definitely not. No,
definitely not. Where'd you find him?
So, I mean... The brother thing, I don't know, but you can relate it, they say, to your best mate.
Yeah. You just don't do it. You just don't do it. But the thing is, the problem is, two things. One, could be true love.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not here to sort of tread on true love.
Please don't.
Number two, too late now. Quite crucially, too late now. So you can't put the genie back in the bottle when it comes to having sex with your brother's ex-girlfriend.
What, you can't. What could happen? Right, so what does, I didn't say his name then. What does Tyrone do now? So he's got too far in. I bet he has.
Bloody
the genie is out of the bottle. You're saying he's too far gone now.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have made the mistakes.
No.
But let's be real here, Ethan. Mm. He's made the mistakes.
He's in the middle of the minefield now.
How does he get out the minefield?
You either try and run back to safety, but you've got to run back through half a minefield. Or you try and run through the other side and make this relationship work, but you still got another half a mile.
So safety would be
stand
cutting
still.
Things off
with
the girlfriend, and just hoping that no one ever finds out.
Or we go the other way. Summertime, innit? Family barbecues are rolling round. Can Tyrone bring a plus one? Put that in the group chat. Just turn up with her. See what happens.
I feel weird.
Turn up with her and just... see what happens. Just play it out. Just play the streets the way they're going to be.
Oh, man.
See what happens. You might have to fight your own brother. You might get punched for this.
I wonder who would win.
Tyrone would win.
Tyrone sounds hard, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Ethan, have you ever been in a situation like this where, you know, I mean, you don't have to go into detail, but there's been a bit of a romance there with someone that you know, a friend of yours might have already had a romance with?
Yes, I have, actually, yeah.
Go on, then.
Well... it's a bit personal.
Well, make up some different names.
One of them's Ethan. Well, okay, so let's say someone called Meathan.
Yeah.
Had sex with their best friend's former girlfriend.
No, I just kissed someone when I was drunk and I've not spoken to them for 3 years over it.
3 years?
Is this him?
No.
So what happened, Ethan?
I just kissed someone drunker than it was my friend's, you know.
Ex, not his girlfriend.
Ex, yeah.
XXX. Wow. Well, did get raunchy.
But what I can say to Tyrone, obviously, is I think he's took the right protocol and writing into a comedy podcast to try and sort this issue out. So yeah, nice one, Tyrone.
What
yeah.
is your, you know, you've experienced how
he's
rinsing
Tyrone. Basically, follow Ethan's lead. Just don't talk to your brother for 3 years and you'll be fine.
So essentially, you're saying, what would you say?
What would I say to Tyrone?
Yeah, what would you say to everyone? How does he get out of this minefield?
Oh, he's fucked it, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's fucked it. That's a problem, Joe. Simply put, he's fucked it. Because you can't
fuck it. So can I ask you, as a subject matter here, Ethan, you're the subject, right? How did the other guy, your friend, find out you kissed the girl?
Mm. I think one of my mates told him.
Okay, so you didn't tell him.
No, I didn't.
So I was going to say, would you have
cowardly?
Would you recall that? So do you upset with your mate for telling him what I'm trying to say?
No, I just wasn't so. I didn't think it was as deep as it should be. It was an ex from a while ago. It was just drunk, just a kiss. That was it.
For audio listeners, you really got to watch the video. Some of his facial expressions.
Ethan is squirming under the pressure of this.
It is.
I think you got to tell your brother. Be the bigger man.
Right, role play, tell role him. Play. You're Tyrone. Family barbecue.
Yeah.
Can I be on the barbecue?
Yeah, sure. Leslie.
Pardon? Why?
Leslie.
I'm a man, sure.
Yeah, Leslie's a... Les Battersby, whatever. Les.
Yes, mate.
Come away from the grill, big boy. We'll have a chat.
Okay.
Those sausages are fine.
Sure. You know, I gave everyone food poisoning last time.
Remember Veronica?
Veronica.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, my ex, the bitch.
No,
stabbed
me in
the back.
No. She's more than that.
What do you mean, Tyrone?
Well, Veronica and I, you always know we got on well when you were together.
Well, yeah, as friends.
Yeah, as friends when you were together. Yes, of course.
What so are you, saying,
you broke no, well, you broke up a few. Les, let me finish.
I am.
You broke up a couple of years ago now.
18 months, 6 weeks.
So remember ago. You broke up 18 months ago.
Broke up with me.
Remember for the first 12 months after you two had broken up, neither of us had sex with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the last 6 months, that's not true anymore.
Mate, I'd be gutted. Man, I went proper method then.
You did, didn't you?
Got right into it.
You got
it.
Really mad. So yeah, just tell him. And tell him like that. Don't phrase it in the normal way. Like one time, my grandpa was walking my sister home from school.
I have no idea where this is going.
And when my sister was at school, one of the goldfish died.
Yeah.
Sad. Yeah. And he was like, don't worry, I'll sort this. He was quite a sort of blunt, straightforward man. And he went to pick my sister from school, and he went, oh, we're going to go get you a new goldfish. And she was like, oh, great, then I'll have three. And then he went, nope, then you'll have two.
Oh, no.
So that's how you can do it. You know, blindside him a little bit. Lovely. You remember we made a rule that only one of us was allowed to sleep with your ex?
Yeah.
We're still sticking to that rule. Say it like that.
Yeah,
say
there
you
it
go.
Like that.
Easy. What's up next, Jay?
I've got a goldfish story.
Have you?
It's a bit harrowing, actually.
Oh, no. Go on, then.
We won a goldfish from a fun fair.
Right.
And
how is that still legal, by the way?
Yes, great. But yeah, this was in about 2008.
So the glory is for goldfish in a little...
Cup Fly when we came out round about then.
That's a good point.
Get away with that now.
No.
Jesus Christ, no. We won a goldfish, brought it home, but Dad wasn't having any of it, really. So I had to...
Sorry, how does your dad not have any of it when it comes to a goldfish? What does that mean?
Oh, what was that there? He doesn't do pets, my dad.
Right.
So, you know, we never had a pet growing up. We only had the goldfish. So mum went, well, fill this vase up of water and let it...
The goldfish in a really tall...
No, it was not fun for the goldfish. He's just trying to,
Yeah, just squeezing the goldfish down this tiny vase, just like that. Absolutely wedged either side of it.
Absolutely. So what happened was...
Should have put it down, the head up, so at least it could eat.
So there's
just
no filter
food
on the
into
vase.
His arsehole.
Yeah, it's disgusting. There's no filter on the vase, so he was just swimming his own shit, the poor fish. So I had to clean it out every 2 days.
Every 2 days?
Oh, because it was mucky. You couldn't even see the goldfish. So what he was doing is you'd go
Not to mention all the roses that were in there died.
Yeah, you go to the toilet, you'd tip a bit of water out,
right,
and then you could grab the fish, put it into the sink, because you've already bought a bit of fresh water in there, let it have its day, let it have a swim, empty the rest of the water out, and then clean out the stuff in the bath.
Can I stop you there, Joe?
You already know where it's coming.
You pulled the goldfish down the fucking toilet, did you?
It's worse than that. Recently, I remember distinctively watching Blue Peter the day before, and they had it was like a propaganda piece about saving water and about how a flush can like take a lot of water in.
Yeah.
So I decided to clean, and this, I swear my life, this is true. I decided to clean my goldfish after I've just done a poo. So my remains are still in the toilet, but I don't want to flush yet because I want to save water. So I go, I get the vase, I get my goldfish, and I pour a little bit out, and doesn't he fucking go flying? He lands on top of my, flapping about on top of my fucking toilet roll, causing a right mess. And do you know what I did? I flushed it.
No!
Right? Listen to this, I flushed it. Stood there like that, I flushed it. I flushed the toilet. I was fucking gutted. I said, now I'm going to tell my dad this. What do you mean you flushed the goldfish? And sure enough, he comes swimming back.
No! He came back!
Right back up to the top of the thing. Fucking hell, what a ride that was. But Buzz was. He lived for 2 years.
Did he?
2 years.
I thought you were going, ah, fuck it, I did it once. And get him down again.
I'll never forget it.
Unbelievable.
It was 2 minutes of sheer panic. Because it was kind of my sister's goldfish. So I took responsibilities in that way. So Bubbles lived for 2 years.
Wow.
What a sight.
Stank of shit the whole time.
Yeah. Just flapping about him, man. Toilet roll.
In your mess.
Like he was... When you were kids and you used to get toilet roll throws to the room.
Yeah.
He was like trying to do that to the...
Drew, did you like intentionally decide to flush the goldfish once it landed?
Yeah, because I realised that there's no hope of me going in there with what was in there.
So you wouldn't just grab it out?
No.
You wouldn't touch your own poo to save a goldfish?
No. And do you know what? One of those questions you probably won't be asked in your life, but I've got examples of the fact that I definitely wouldn't. You wouldn't touch. So if you got a pet goldfish that's 2 days old, you've not really caught a bomb with it yet, and it's on your poo, you'd pick it up.
I agree that this is the sort of question that you don't ever expect to be asked in life. I could go as far as to say that question has never been asked.
No.
If you got a two-day-old goldfish and it lands on your poo, would you pick it out? Never been said. I would, though.
Well, you're a better man than me.
I've had to put my hand around a few U-bends to sort of nudge things round a few times. So I'm relatively at ease with that kind of proposition.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was in the disabled toilets at sixth form. Someone was banging on the door and I thought...
A disabled person?
Yeah. I'd clogged that thing to high heaven. So I just wrapped my hand in toilet roll and just sort of nudged it round. Nudged it round the U-bend.
You got right in there.
Hand in, yeah, like that, and just fingered it away.
That is mad. Yeah. Have you ever fingered a U-bend, Ethan?
No.
You have, haven't you? Yeah.
He's fingered his mate's U-bend.
Oh, okay. Yay,
right, call of Ask Ethan's and we'll wrap up.
Yeah, let's wrap this bad boy up after Ask Ethan.
Ask Ethan. If possible, 5 minutes.
Right, Ask Ethan. Question number one. When's the last time you cried?
Great question.
Be true, be real.
Be honest.
It was, it's quite personal, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I can tell you mine.
Go on, you tell us yours.
I was extremely hungover on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and as I was walking the dog, someone wrote in a really touching email to a podcast I was listening to, and as I was walking the dog, a little tear rolled down my eye.
I think I know the very email.
Was it? Yeah, I think you might do. Yeah.
I was cleaning the pots. And I shed a tear to that email as well, Joe.
It was a touch in it. Was it a letter? Really,
yeah. Handwritten.
That was the last time I cried as well. It's the same email for the same podcast.
Very influential on this one. Ethan, go on then.
Go on up a bit more context to that story.
No.
No, Jesus, God, no.
Was it sad crying?
No, it was just kind of like nice sad.
Yeah. This podcast means a lot to me, etc., etc. Yeah.
Come on.
Ethan, last time you cried, please. This isn't Ask Joe.
My cat died.
Oh, God.
A couple of months ago.
Did you flush it down the toilet?
No.
How did he die?
He had a heart problem out of nowhere.
At the age of 40. Right, sorry about that.
Next question.
We were all honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Next question. When's the last time you broke the law?
We haven't quite found out whether or not those balloons in Cyprus are legal.
You'll be fine.
Well, let's assume they are. Or just a notable time you've broken the law.
Oh, I'm not really a law breaker.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. I think we had this question before about whether I'd be in prison or not, and I give such a terrible answer, I cut it out. I don't really think I'm such a kind of devilish kind of character. I'm really sorry.
Ethan,
I'm
can I ask you a question?
Here. Yeah.
Do you pay for your TV license, mate?
I don't watch TV.
Right, that's what you say when they knock on the door.
Naughty.
Do you pay for your TV license?
Listen, Drew, I don't even have a house.
I rest my case. You're right. No further questions. Thanks.
Listen, this has been Sloppy Joe's. We've got so much good stuff coming. When you're watching this, we're gonna wax my back very, very soon. So you're coming out on Patreon only, Sloppy Joe's podcast. I said it the wrong way. Patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's podcast. That video will be coming out very, very soon. Lucky people are going to pay £1 a month to see that.
He's going to
pro coming in and everything.
We're doing it here.
Shall I lay there?
We'll lay you on the table and we'll get you waxed to high heaven, big boy.
If someone pays me £20, I'll do it with an apple in my mouth for the full thing.
The full piggy experience. Spit roast.
Okay, this has been the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Thank you very much for watching. It's Joe, and Ethan James, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ethan.
Bye. Yes, man.